Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on the first Sunday of Advent. My name is Darlene Schwenk, and I will be leading you this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship is a special worship service entitled Arise and Shine, published by Creative Communications. Please join us now as we sing our processional hymn, The Advent of Our God, hymn number 12 in Lutheran worship.
Good morning. The Lord be with you. Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. Thanks for venturing out. Icy, crazy icy out there. But we're here, so we're gonna worship. We have canceled everything after this service just to keep everybody home and off the roads. But for now, we're gonna worship, and we're gonna get this service on the air for folks at 11. But it is the first Sunday of Advent. And so we're starting now a brand new worship and sermon series. You'll see that the title or the theme is right up on the cover of your worship bulletin. The theme for these next number of weeks is Arise and Shine. And this week our particular theme is Rising Light. So that's kind of where we're headed, and what we're going to talk about, Christ being our light in darkness today. Our opening hymn is hymn number 12, The Advent of Our God. I invite you to please stand. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? We have the prophetic word made more sure. It is a lamp shining in a dark place. The day will dawn and the morning star will rise in our hearts. So we proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father of lights, who has defeated the darkness through Jesus our Lord, empower us during these days of Advent and always to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Shine your radiant love upon all who dwell in the shadow of depression and death. This we pray through Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen. Please have a seat.
The lector this morning is Karen Schaefer. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through Karen.
First reading is from Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 6. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth of the seas will be brought to you. To the riches of the nation, the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land. Young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense, and proclaiming the praise of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Romans, chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And to this, understanding the present time, the hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the flesh. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the first chapter, verses 68 and 74 through 79. Glory to you, O Lord. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare a way for him, to give his people the knowledge of the salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. We'll continue now with the Advent Litany and the lighting of the Advent wreath. Before we do that, I just want to direct your attention to a little typo. If I don't point this out, it'll sound real funny when you respond. If you look at the response there, it says, in a world of where. That's the typo. So take out the of. In a world where many experience despair is how that's supposed to go. All right, so take the of out of there when you respond. By awesome deeds, you answer us with deliverance, O God of our salvation. You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas. In a world where many experience despair, our faith has us looking to the promised Savior, who is our true source of hope. Join now in confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please have a seat. Let's join together in singing hymn number 22.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, Come, O Long Expected Jesus, hymn number 22 in Lutheran Worship.
My dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is from Isaiah chapter 60, particularly verses 1 and 2. That's the first reading that Karen read for us just a few moments ago. How many of you are familiar with seasonal affective disorder? It's sometimes referred to as SAD. It's also referred to as winter depression or the winter blues. It's a legitimate emotional disorder that some people experience in the darker months of the year. Now, when someone is suffering from this seasonal affective disorder, they can experience things like compromised energy levels, having very, very little energy. They become depressed. Other symptoms might include overeating or undereating, which, of course, isn't good for you and can, of course, lead to even more problems and maybe even a deeper sense of sadness and depression. SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, is a common thing around this time of year, understandably. Look, it's so dark right now. But being real, the reality of sadness isn't just a seasonal thing, is it? Do you know that studies show that depression has been on the rise for at least the last 5 years. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention notes that depression is the second leading cause of disability for Americans between the ages of 15 and 44. Depression is linked closely to things like divorce and separation or the death of a loved one. Women are more than 70% more likely to experience depression than men are. And depression is involved in more than two-thirds of the 35,000 suicides that happen in the U.S. every single year. Depression is real. Sadness is real. People experience it. And as people are experiencing depression and that heavy sadness, how they search and how they long for an out. They long for relief. And sometimes they search for that relief and they reach out to things even that they shouldn't be reaching out to. They self-medicate. They turn to lifestyles that are unhealthy, like gambling or unfaithfulness in relationships. And of course, that leads to further and deeper depression, maybe even despair. Life at times can be dark, can't it? Our world at times can be a dark place. And when it's dark, the only real remedy is light. And I suppose that's where Isaiah's words come in for you and me today. Now, let me set the stage a little bit for you. You see, Isaiah knew very well darkness. It was a very dark time in his life because of the way things were. It was a dark time in the lives of the people that he ministered to. That's what we see in chapter 59, which is the verse right before where Karen read. It was a dark time in people's lives, and darkness seemed to be so prevalent. And as that darkness was there in the lives of people, as that gloom was there, people were becoming distant from God. They were becoming distant from each other. Justice was a foreign concept to them, and peace was unknown. You know, sometimes life for us can be that way, can't it? How times in our lives, because of the darknesses, how we can maybe feel distant from God, how we can maybe feel distant from each other, maybe peace is unreachable. We can feel that way sometimes. You see, darkness is just as real today. Life can be dark. The effects of sin, our own actions, the circumstances of life, the unforeseen, the incomprehensible, can so easily have us too feeling as though only darkness is surrounding us. And while the devil wants to prey on our weaknesses and have us believing that darkness does prevail, there's nothing further from the truth. That isn't it. Darkness isn't it. There's more. Darkness doesn't define us, you see, because there's light. And that light is our God in Christ Jesus. Listen to how Isaiah spoke to the people. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. You see, light would shine through and break through for those people in Isaiah's day. But an even greater light would come for all people, us included. Isaiah predicted it. Isaiah foresaw it. And that light came. You remember how it goes? And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone all around them. And they were afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I bring good news of great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Did you catch it? The glory of the Lord shone all around them. And that day, there was good news of great joy. And that good news of great joy is just for us as well. And the glory of the Lord shines around us too. And as that light bursts through our darkness, just as that light bursts through the darkness for those shepherds on that field that night, as that light bursts through, and as that good news impacts our hearts and our minds, it changes us. It changes everything. My friends, Christ is the light of the world, and this, our Jesus, is the light that no darkness can overpower. And it's his birth, it's his life, it's his death, and it's his resurrection that testify to it and assure it. You see, he's a devil-defeating, death-devouring, and darkness-destroying Savior. And he's all ours. You see, light wins. Light overpowers darkness. Always. Forever. And this truth, it matters. This truth makes all of the difference. It's the difference between peace and distress, hope and despair. How many of you are familiar with Henry Nouwen? He was a famous Roman Catholic author. Anybody ever heard the name Henry Nouwen? Okay. Well, Henry Nouwen once wrote, "The Christmas scene that Anthony arranged under the altar was probably the most meaningful crib I've ever seen. Three small wood-carved figures were there. They were made in India. A poor woman, a poor man, and a small child was between them. The carvings, simple, nearly primitive. No eyes, no ears, no mouth, just the contours of the face. And those figures, they were smaller than the human hand, nearly too small to attract any kind of attention at all. But then," he wrote, "a beam of light shined on those three figures. And as that light shined on those three very, very small figures, a large shadow could be seen on the wall of the sanctuary. That says it all. The light that was thrown on the smallness of Mary and Joseph and the child projected them as large, hopeful shadows against the walls of our lives in the world. While looking at that intimate scene," he said, "we already see the first outlines of the majesty and glory they represent. You see, without the radiant beam of light shining into the darkness, there's little to be seen. But everything changes with the light. So much of life can have us in the dark, but everything changes with the light. Everything changes with Christ. It's His presence and it's His promises that make a huge difference on our lives and our world. A world that sometimes seems so sad. It's in Him and it's in Him alone that we can find and know life and peace, hope and joy in all the circumstances. Why? Because life wins with Him. And light outshines darkness all the time. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the Geisen family in loving memory of Bill Arsenal, brother, uncle, and friend.
Would you please stand? Thank you. We join together now in speaking the offertory. Let the vineyards be fruitful, Lord, and fill to the brim our cup of blessing. Gather a harvest from the seeds that were sown, that they may be fed with the bread of life. Gather the hopes and the dreams of all. Unite them with the prayers we offer now. Grace our table with your presence, and give us a foretaste of the feast to come. In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, if you remember a few weeks ago, I had mentioned in the petitions of the prayers that a friend of our congregation, who is also a member of Southline Fire Company, requested a prayer for a friend of his, Gus, who probably saw it on the news. Southline sent their trucks down to Roswell to pick Gus up and take him home. Gus was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. Well, it did please our Lord to call to Himself this past week, Gus. And so we pray for his family. We also pray for the members of the Southline Fire Community that they might be comforted in their time of need. We pray. Thankful for the unfading light of Christ who has come to save us, let us pray for the church in all places, for the world, and for the confession of the gospel, that by his light we may go into all the world, saying, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Lord of light, you know that we lose heart. We dwell in the darkness and live in the valley of the shadow of death. Point us always to Jesus, whose resurrection announces that the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not overcome it. Lord of light, give us your Holy Spirit, that by him we may be strengthened in our praying, encouraged by his wisdom, and sustained in faithful supplication for those who stand in need of any kind of prayers. We pray today especially for Gus's family and the members of Southline Fire Company, that they might be comforted by one another's love, but more than that, that they might be comforted by your love, a love that never ever fades, a love that never ends, but a love that unites. Help them to find comfort and hope in the promise of the resurrection to life with you and a grand reunion with all those that they love who died in the faith. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. May these people too confess that the Lord is their light and their salvation, and with him they have nothing to fear. Lord of light, you heal the sick. You cured the lame. You gave sight to the blind, restored healing to the deaf, and delivered those who were held in bondage by the devil. Give to our church the zeal and the boldness to reach out into our world and say, the Lord is the light and salvation. With him, there's nothing to fear. Lord of light, you were born among us as the light of the world. Shine in our hearts during this Advent season. Savior, light of the world, we entrust to you all for whom we pray, commending them to you, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, gracious Heavenly Father, with this bread and with this cup, we remember the life of our Lord offered for us. Believing in the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord's true body and blood with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Now we pray together as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace in our hearts and our minds, let's take a moment and share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass his peace on to someone else today. As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is Prepare a Royal Highway, hymn number 27 in Lutheran worship. Please join us now as we sing our second communion hymn, Once He Came in Blessing, hymn number 30 in Lutheran worship.
Thank you. strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now unto life everlasting. And whatever darkness you might be experiencing or feeling, may the light of Christ's love and his presence overpower. Pardon his joy and his peace. Amen.
Now join us as we sing our final communion hymn, Come, O Precious Ransom, hymn number 34 in Lutheran Worship. St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway, at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible.
We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us to the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. You can also email us. Our email address is secretary@sjlcdepew.com. This is your announcer, Darlene Schwenk, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead. Closing hymn is Hark, a Thrilling Voice is Sounding, hymn number 18 in Lutheran Worship.
Let us
Please have a seat. That's a hard one to sing. Isn't there a different tune to that?
Yeah, it's got to be in the kit, but isn't there, there's a different tune for that one. I don't know.
Well, we made it through. We did it, but some of the hymns that they put in the hymnals are difficult to sing, and maybe the new hymnal has a different tune to that, and that's what I'm thinking. So that's one of the changes that came out of the new hymnal that they did back a number of years ago now. But they tried to make some of the hymns that were not so singable. So anyway, you heard it, you sang it, and we'll try never to do it again. Thanks for venturing out this morning. I know it's easy when you look out and you see weather and you see a shade of ice over your car. It's easy just to want to snuggle back into your bed or in the comfort of your home. But I truly appreciate you coming out this morning, especially that allows us to do that broadcast for folks. Otherwise, if we don't have enough people here, then we end up having to pull from the past and just give a pre-recorded broadcast. So I thank you so very much for coming out this morning. As I mentioned, we did make a decision, I hope not with haste, but we wanted to try to get at least some word out to folks, not to come out for the 11:15 service. My biggest fear is that this stuff is going to ice over again. So this concludes any activity here at the church this morning. There's no Sunday school already, so that worked in our favor, quite honestly. But there is no Sunday school. There'll be no adult Bible class downstairs, and we will not do 11:15 service this morning. We're moving along. Obviously, now we've got Advent 1 behind us, and we're pressing on. So we'll continue on with this series next week. And as we move forward into December, there are a few other special service offerings for you. Our longest night service is going to be December 21st. That's a Saturday evening. That'll be at 7 o'clock. The Christmas pageant this year is going to be on December 22nd during the 11:15 worship service. So just keep that in mind. Then everything is pretty much going to stay the same for worship services on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. So there'll be three services: Christmas Eve, 4:30, 7:30, 7:15 hymn sing. We good for that still? 7:15 hymn sing, and then 10 p.m. worship on Christmas Eve, and then 10 a.m. worship on Christmas Day. All right, so that's kind of the lineup of things that are happening this month. If you didn't get your journal, you can grab your journal. Those are available for you. Honakis are here, and they're armed with their wreaths. I don't know how they do it, but they do it. There was a crazy number of wreaths on that list when I looked this year. But thanks once again for doing that for us. So if you did place an order for a wreath, you can grab your wreath before you go. They have them out in the parking lot. If you have not paid for the wreaths yet, you can make those payments directly, or make them payable to St. John's, but give them directly to Becca and Dan, because they're kind of keeping track of stuff. Okay? Tony? Okay. All right. So two extra. Tony?
Just a buddy.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
So the budget form, since we're canceling service at 11:15, the budget form obviously is going to be followed up at 12:30. We can come back at 12:30. However, I do have it. If anybody would like to take a look at it, you're more than welcome to. I'll stick around on our next a little bit. If you have any questions, let us know. Always then. Safe.
Yeah. That's it.
Cool.
Yep. Okay, anything else that I might be missing for the good of the group? No? You ready to get out of here? Okay. Mike. Oh, yeah. So we our new secretary, Kirsten, is going to be celebrating her birthday today. She's not here today, though, so don't go in the office and look for her. But today's her birthday, so we do have Mike grabbed a card. There is a card out there for her, so if you can take a second to sign that card and let her know that we were thinking about her today. So, yep, Karen. Okay. So, yep. So the Erie County Home Group will be meeting and going downtown this coming Thursday. Not sure why you didn't make the cut this week, Karen. I don't know. All right. It was a whirlwind here this week, but we good? Drive safe, everyone. I hopefully that didn't ice back over, but if it did, take your time. All right. Have a blessed week. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.